Hello, I'm Malcolm Cox. It's Friday the 6th of May. In the Northwest London Christian Church, we've been preaching through the book of 1 John. The sermons can't cover all the details, so these podcasts give a bit more information. We're up to chapter 5, verse 6, and this is how it reads. This is the one who came by water and blood, Jesus Christ. He did not come by water only, but by water and blood. And it is the Spirit who testifies, because the Spirit is the truth. Water and blood, very important to John as he writes to the church. Most commentators see this as a reference to baptism and crucifixion. It could also refer to his birth and his death, and there are some allusions perhaps with the communion elements. But I think perhaps the emphasis is baptism and crucifixion. Indeed, if one is to be a Christian, we cannot have the one without the other. Water and blood were both there at the death of Jesus. John 19, verse 34, one of the soldiers pierced Jesus' side with a spear, bringing a sudden flow of blood and water. And why is this significant and why is John writing about it? Well, partly because, of course, he was there to see it. John 19, verse 35. The man who saw it has given testimony, and his testimony is true. He knows that he tells the truth, and he testifies so that you also may believe. Believe in Jesus Christ, as the Messiah, Jesus as fully human and Jesus as fully divine, Jesus as God's Son dying on a cross for all people's sins. This is the same John who's writing this letter and writing to a church which has become confused about the identity and the nature of Jesus Christ. This is so important to John and his readers. Jesus was human and he was also God's Son. Remember, the Spirit spoke at his baptism in Luke 3, 21 to 22, when all the people were being baptized, Jesus was baptized too. And as he was praying, heaven was opened, and the Holy Spirit descended on him in bodily form like a dove, and a voice came from heaven, "You are my Son, whom I love. With you I am well pleased." To quote from the IVP Bible background commentary, many scholars have suggested that the secessionists, that's those who were pulling people away from the church, like Cerinthus and some later Gnostics, said that the Christ Spirit came on Jesus at his baptism but departed before his death, or that, like the Docetists and some later Gnostics, the secessionists believed that Jesus was actually baptized but could not actually die, being eternal. F.F. Bruce, in his commentary on this passage, says this: Cerinthus, we recall, taught that the Christ, a spiritual being, came down on the man Jesus when he was baptized, but left him before he died. The Christ, that is to say, came through water but not through blood, came through baptism but not through death. To this misrepresentation of the truth, John replies that the one whom believers acknowledge to be the Son of God came not with the water only, but with the water and with the blood. The one who died on the cross was as truly the Christ, the Son of God, as the one who was baptized in Jordan. Cerinthus was wrong, and so are all today who deny either the full humanity of Jesus or his full deity. The false teaching is attractive, for the less a man Jesus is, the less we are convicted by his example, and the less divine Jesus is, the less we feel impelled to obey him. The Christian is able to accept both the convicting example and the call to obedience because his birth and death are inspiring examples of the grace offered to us. Such a grace inspires gratitude, and gratitude oils the wheels of obedience. Next time we'll go on to verse 7. In the meantime, if you'd like to get in contact with me, you can do so via our website, nwlcc.org. And until the next time, I hope you have a wonderful day and God bless.